Well, some of the polls were consistent with what we've seen elsewhere, and they were released by a firm called Public Policy Polling. It's a national firm that does private work for Democrats, but does these public polls to sort of showcase its work. It found that Republicans Scott Walker and Mark Newman, either one of them, would defeat Tom Barrett in the general election if it were held today. Their edges were between 5 and 7 points over Barrett. Also found that Russ Feingold is in a very close race with Republican Ron Johnson. Just a couple points Feingold's up in that race. But it also, this is the first time we've seen really a poll of Republican primary voters in a race between Walker and Newman. And in that race, this firm found that Walker holds a 39% lead over Newman, which is, you know, even though it's a ways out, that's pretty huge.
That is pretty huge. The primary election isn't for another 2.5 months. Is Walker's lead insurmountable?
Definitely not. I mean, you can't rule anything out this far out. Newman is still going to run millions of dollars worth of ads, potentially. His campaign's been getting more active. But one thing you have to look at in this poll is that there were only, in the gubernatorial race, only 23% undecided. That doesn't leave Newman a lot of room for hope if the poll's accurate, because even if he were to sway all those people, he'd still be running behind Walker.
Chuck, it appears the Barrett campaign got a boost this week from a couple of national folks, President Obama and the head of the Export-Import Bank. Recap those developments for us.
Well, the president spoke in Racine and briefly introduced Tom Barrett before the president began his remarks, and the president's remarks were at least well received by the folks inside the hall. There was no incident, in other words, and things seemed to go smoothly on the Democrat side, which reflects well on Barrett. And then also that same day was announced that the Export-Import Bank was reconsidering and probably coming through with loan guarantees for a coal-fired power plant in India, which means that jobs at Bucyrus International in South Milwaukee, mining equipment manufacturer, apparently hundreds of jobs will be saved. Barrett and Governor Doyle and other Democrats had urged the Export-Import Bank to reconsider, and voila, they did.
And both of you, what else happened in the governor's race? Chuck, you first.
Well, Scott Walker tried to weigh in and take advantage of the Bucyrus issue and took out ads and so on, but again, that got short-circuited by the Democrats. Walker also tried to defuse this ongoing issue about deferred maintenance in county buildings by agreeing with the county board chairman there would be a review of all of the county facilities.
And Sean, how about Newman's job plan?
Yeah, he introduced a plan where he says he'd create research triangles in Wisconsin if he were elected governor, and they'd tie together universities and tech schools with private businesses through a number of tax incentives, things like that. Similar to what they do in North Carolina, he says it would create 300,000 jobs by 2020, which is interesting because he'd sort of scoffed at the other candidates for giving jobs figures earlier in the campaign.
4th of July is always a big political day for candidates, but they were gearing up for another key date this past week. Sean, what's the significance of June 30th?
Well, June 30th is the last day that candidates could raise money for the most recent campaign finance reporting period. So that means all the money that they raised between January and June 30th will soon be known to us coming up in mid-July. And they were really scrambling for that date because big fundraising totals are sort of a barometer on how a campaign is doing.
Gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.